There have been 9 men who were convicted and sentenced to die in Ohio who've been exonerated. Together, those men spent more than 200 years on Ohio's death row. Derek Jamison of Cincinnati spent 20 years under a death sentence for a murder he did not commit. Since the charges against him were dismissed in 2005 and he was released, Jamison has been telling his story to inspire those working for an end to capital punishment in Ohio.
Yeah, it's real hard because, you know, like I lost 53 of my friends here in Ohio. I'm the 119th death row exoneree in the United States. And, you know, I'm the only survivor from Cincinnati, Ohio, you know. So I lost a lot of my friends I grew up with in the state of in Cincinnati. So, yeah, it's real hard coming out and speaking about it night after night. It get to you, but it's something you got to do, you know, and it's something I got to do.
Jamison is an iconic figure to execution opponents who come each year to the State House to try to convince the Republican-run legislature to repeal the death penalty. Democratic Representative Nikki Antonio of Lakewood near Cleveland has proposed a death penalty ban several times, and it's never gone anywhere. But this time her bill is jointly sponsored with Republican Niraj Antani of Miamisburg near Dayton. Antonio says with no executions likely in the near future, now is the time to consider recalling the death penalty.
We've not been here exactly like this with two joint sponsors from both sides of the aisle. So I really believe this is the time to have the hearings, to talk about this forward movement that we need to have, especially in this time of a moratorium.
Among those who addressed the activists before they set out to meet lawmakers was Republican Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati. He told them he doesn't want to ban the death penalty, but he's proposed 2 laws that would make major changes.
I'm not sure I'm quite where you are, but let me just say I'm very, very dedicated to 2 propositions. First, that we should do everything humanly possible to ensure that an innocent person is not subjected to death at the hand of the state.
And Seitz said legislators must make sure those who were seriously mentally ill at the time of their crimes are not executed as well. Ohio's next execution is set for January 2017. The state went to a single drug execution method after a problematic execution in 2014. But the drug that was approved for use is unavailable. And though a law was passed to encourage compounding pharmacies to make it, none have. So unless the state finds a way to acquire the drug or changes the method of execution, there won't be any executions in Ohio anytime soon. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.